pretty little girl now. And I'm a pretty fucking whore now.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Are you fucking?
Yes, sure.
That's some serious meat you're stacking.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
You're constipated.
Shit it out.
Don't throw it away.
Leave me the donuts, man.
See, you're talking.
Don't slam the fucking door.
Don't look at that, man.
Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT.
I guess I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Well, a very, very heavy rotation tonight.
Yeah, it breaks. Jim Henson with you back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a brand new Sextastic Tuesday on this extended episode. Yes! Sideshow Freaks are going to get at least 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Before we get into today's story, I thought we'd check in with the community calendar. We haven't done this in a while, but as a public service, occasionally I'll let you know what's going on in your area. Radio stations do this all the time, and I think if I do it, I get some sort of tax break or something. It's reason enough for me to do this stupid thing. So here we go. Here's what's going on in your community, no matter where you live. This community calendar works for every city. Legitimate rape booster shots are now available for the winter. Give that sluggish, slow-to-respond vagina the extra oomph it needs to shut down unwanted pregnancy due to real sexual assault threats when the cold weather hits. Did you know when the mercury drops below 20 degrees Fahrenheit, most pussies think rape is actually consensual? It has to do with the body's natural response to the frigid temperature. The baby maker wants to be warm. And while friction caused by forcible vaginal entry does cut down on heating bills, is a rape baby really worth the hassle? No, of course not. Get your winter rape booster shot starting today at any Aiken pharmacy in the tri-state area. Next up, it's that time of year again. Dr. Stephen Felgood of the Felgood Fancy Style Abortion Clinic in Caldesaville is having a fall out of the vagina fetus removal special. That's right, the leaves on the trees are withering and dying, so why not let the same happen to your unwanted baby? And with Dr. Felgood's autumn celebration prices, you can afford to abort more than one. And finally, the North Mayfield Chamber of Commerce proudly presents the third annual 9/11 on Main Street Fair. Strap into a bungee harness and jump out of the window of our Little World Trade Center tower, just like some of the real people you saw on the news, but less deadly. Check out the 700-pound Pentagon butter sculpture and run through the Haze Maze, a 5,200-square-foot replica of several New York City blocks full of dust, rubble, fog, and asbestos. Can you make it out before getting irreparable respiratory damage? Stop by the Food Trauma Pavilion for delicious 9/11-themed snacks, including the Never Forget How Good These Waffle Fries Are, Deep-Fried Twin Key Towers, Sausage Bin Laden Sandwiches, and wash it down with a tall glass of freshly squeezed jihad juice. At 7 p.m., head down to the Ground Zero Promenade for the 2012 9/11 Widows Beauty Pageant with special guest judge David Hasselhoff. Don't miss all of the fun at the third annual 9/11 on Main Street Fair. That'll do it for today's community calendar. For more, check out distortedview.com. There you go. Just some stuff happening around your neck of the woods there. Fucking Ground Zero Promenade killed me. I almost couldn't say that one. All right. Listen, it's time for Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I read you a piece of real erotic fiction. Now, keep in mind, I'm not looking for good erotic fiction. I'm looking for poorly written stories, maybe stories that are disgusting or weird. I then present it to you and we all laugh and make fun of the poor sap who wrote this thing, and the even sadder sap who gets off on this stuff, who's like jerking off to these stories. Let's get into today's story right now.
It's Sextastic.
Yes, today on Sextastic Tuesday, we return to the magical world of Harry Potter. Now, I've read Harry Potter sex fan fiction before, but none quite like this. Gotta say thanks to DV listener Eric Raymond which I believe is a gem reference. Right? If your name really is Eric Raymond, you don't realize how great of a name you have. If you're naming yourself because of the villain from beloved 80s cartoon Gem, props. One of my favorite characters, Eric Raymond. All right, listen. I'm not here to talk about Gem. I'm here to talk about Snape getting it on. Like hardcore penetration featuring Snape. All right, so here we go. Snape was very sad. He was not having many pleasures doing lectures and teaching students anymore. There's no D in there. This person, I don't think English is their first language. Students. All these adventures happening at Hogwarts sucked the inner life from his bones, and he had nothing more to accomplish. He went to Dumbledore, you know, before he killed him. Headmaster, I want to be expelled. I don't have what it takes to teach anymore. Dumbledore was puzzled. But Snape, you're my best professor. You can't go and waste the knowledge you have. Oh, Dumbledore, I'm so sad, said Snape, putting the back of his hand on his forehead. Woe is me. Dumbledore thought for a solution. Oh. Okay, Snape, I'll transfer you to another place, somewhere calm, where you will help good creatures that have no parents. Okay. Snape got grateful that Dumbledore understood his feelings and pushed him to place less onerous to to his advancing age. Snape took a train and after days finally reached a colorful and wonderful place. It was the Tubby Dome Supertronic, the dwelling of his new students. He reached there and a periscope welcomed him. Professor Snape, you arrived! The students await in the classroom. Snape was still sad, but his powerful stomach got chills because the mystery of novelty approaches his comfort zone. did they run this through Google Translate or something? All right. When Snape entered the classroom, four colored creatures... Racist! Four different colors. Four colored creatures were there sitting on their chairs. They said to Snape, "Hello! Tiki Wiki! Bye-bye! Hello!" Snape is so stupid. Yeah, that's right. Harry Potter meets Teletubby porn. Today on Distorted View Daily. It's about right. And Snape smiled, feeling his heart get full of passion. He's already attracted to the Teletubbies. All right, dear students, today you will learn potion making. Yay! No, said one Teletubby. We want to learn about how to be an adult. All right. They all had lived for many long inside. What? They had lived for many long inside that perfect bubble, only experimenting the baby joys of youth. Was that supposed to be dirty? Experimenting the baby joys of youth. But every day was equal to them. Not really happened at their house, and life was boring. Firm grasp of the English language. When Snape arrived, a flash of hope filled their hearts with the promise of life beyond the perfect prison they got trapped when they got born. Only that dark, robed, and pale-skinned man, maybe robed, only that dark, robed, and pale-skinned man can save the babies from this terrible fate. But kids, Snape said, I must accomplish the curriculum. Professor! That's how I think the Teletubbies would talk. I've only ever heard them say things like, ah! Yaga! Faggot, faggot! Faggot, faggot! Remember the Teletubbies doll that was homophobic? Faggot, faggot. Alright. Professor! I'm dying from the inside! Don't let the evil periscope suck the last remnants of humanity locked in my so fatal broken heart, said the yellow Teletubby. That's La La, by the way. With a sensitive voice. Maybe sensitive, but it's spelled sensitive. All right, listen, enough of this Harry Potter music. I can't take any more of it. Calling for a strong man to free her mind and her body. Snape looked at her and felt something funny inside of his pelvis. It was a long time since the last time he shared an intimacy-filled moment with a woman. I wouldn't really call Lala a woman. Snape was starting to break. But Teletubbies, if the Periscope woman watches us, how can we have privacy? The purple leader, Tinky Winky, got up and uttered with his powerful throat, I have a secret place, Professor. Whoa. We can learn there and free ourselves from the bounds of madness that others inflicted upon us, said him. He added, whoa! Happy, happy. All right, hitting his chest with a clenched hand, Snape looked down, thought for a moment, and followed the purple leader. They opened a secret door inside their house, a door leading to the basement. The plot thickens. So does my penis. The place was full of rats and cockroaches. Water infiltrated the place, and mold smell was present in dangerous quantities. A lot of earth and dirty was covering the place. A lot of dirty was covering the place. And a hole in the wall could be seen. You are making a hole? Yes, Snape, said Tinky Winky. We must escape. So we are creating an exit route to get out of the evil crunches. I don't think that's not right. That's not the proper use of the word crunch. All right, yes. We must get out of the evil crunches of the woman Periscope. Okay. Oh, I must help you, Teletubby, said Snape.
Professor, said Lala, first teach us how to adult.
Snape nodded in agreement. All right. He, with his wondrous magic wand, created a giant bed and some wine and cheese to accompany this illustrious wisdom moment. Teletubbies, lay here with me. I will teach you how to be a man. Oh, but you, Poe, aren't ready yet. You are too young, baby. Baby doll. Stay here in the corner and play with you small hose. Okay. Well, Poe's grown up relatively quickly here. You go play with your dick in the corner. All right. Poe, by the way, he's spelling it Poo. That's not the Teletubby's name. It's Poe. It's La La Poe, Tinky Winky. All right. We'll call him Poe, even though it's Poo here. And Poe got sad. But nevertheless, he did what Snape said and watched the others while they got teached. That's right, teached. So, said Snape, Lala, you make a pair with me. Tinky Winky, you go with Dipsy. Watch me while I play with Lala and mimic my movements. Then you will learn. Snape them got on his knees and looked at the laid Lala. She was sweating a bit. Don't be afraid, small yellow girl. Just spread your legs. And so she did. An engorged vagina shined at her crotch. Like a beacon of hope for Snape. All right. But it was full of cotton yellow pubic hair. Snape picked up a scissor and cut it. Snape, said Dipsy. Oh.
Tinky Winky have no crotch mouth, but a very strange tongue. It filled with purple wrinkled skin.
Oh, Dipsy. He don't have crotch mouth. That sounds like a debilitating disease. Like I've come down with crotch mouth. All right. But behind him, you will find a pork's eye. What the fuck is going on? I understand very few words in this story. All right. Oh, Dipsy, he don't have crotch mouth. But behind him, you will find a pork's eye. Don't be afraid. It's dirty. But after a while, you will like the fine flavor of melted chocolate covering your lips. Okay, I think we're talking about an asshole here. Dipsy turned Tinky Winky, and the purple Teletubby revealed his deep purple anal hole. Deep purple anal hole.
What I do? Asked Dipsy.
The same I will do with Lala. Don't be afraid. Tinky Winky will scream and moan, but you must go on. Your grade depends on it, said Snape, with a calm and softful deep voice. Maybe soulful, but it's softful.
Oh, Professor, said Lala with a moaning, lustful voice. I think I peed myself. I'm feeling moist. Uh-oh. Lala.
All right. No, Lala, you not pee. You, me Tarzan, you Jane. No. No, Lala, you not pee. You only happy that I'm here.
Seriously?
Yes. Now suck my index finger. And so she did. And Snape unclothed himself. His pale, shiny penis appeared, and all of the Teletubbies got impressed. His nutsack was very white and hairy and exhaled a snake oil parfum essence.
La la! Felt a jolt of pleasure down her antenna. Now, boys, do as I do. And them? Snape introduced his wizard, wondrous penis inside La La. She screamed, and a flush of yellow blood got expelled from her now broken Teletubby hymen. The yellow blood covered Snake, probably Snape, and he rubbed himself with that sticky liquid. Professor, moaned loudly Lala, isn't this wrong? I'm feeling so dirty. Uh-oh. No, Lala, don't be ashamed. Shut the fuck up. Let me fuck you. All right. When you bit the forbidden fruit, the knowledge will fulfill your innermost desires. Be my Eve. And Snape punched her uterus with his Rockford penis. Oh, I don't know what that means. The Teletubby girl moans more and smiles her face. Yeah, that's right. She's not smiling. She smiles her face. Dipsy do the same on Tinky Winky, puncturing the purple asshole with the green penis he is so proud of. Tinky Winky screams, ah, you heard me, dear friend. Stop. I cannot withstand your protuberant. Yeah, that's right. He used the word protuberant. I have a feeling two different people are writing this story, one who knows English and one who doesn't, because this sentence is stop. I cannot withstand your protuberant obelisque of delectation or something like that. I can't, said Dipsy with a condescending voice. Professor said I must go on with our journey throughout the steps towards a greater understanding about our true nature as alienated species from our parenthood. Yeah, see what I mean? This is a different author. It's gotta be. Tinky Winky was suffering the destiny of those under the yoke of their own expectations, but Snape was wise and appealed. Dipsy, use your bodily fluids to appease the sorrow of your roost companions. Dipsy then spit on his hand an immense gob of putrid mucus. It was green as his body, and full of dancing crawlers that were enjoying the hot abode that was his nostrils. Dipsy covered his fluffy hard penis with it and penetrated Tinky Winky again. This time, the purple one eye enjoyed. No! Snape was funking hard. Yeah, they're funky. Snape was funking hard, Lala. A lot of yellow blood continued to get out of her defiled vaginal daisy. The pain hurted her so much. Yet her first orgasm was building. It unleashed a cataract of pappy hot shit through her untouched anus. You see, her bowel controls were still rudimentary. The slop of dung covered the bed, and the smell was atrocious. The flow was so intense, globs of shit splashed at Snape's legs and hit his pale and sweet face. Ooh, la la! Oh, wait. Oh, la la, said Snape. Finally, the cocoa honey bestow us with this feast of the contents of your gut. And Snape rubbed his face with the black hodgepodge ooze Lala vomited with her anus. It was so hot and disgusting that Snape vomited a mash of orange juice, bloody spaghetti, and mama's chili pepper over her lustful body. It reached Lala's vagina and burned it and splashed all over her tummy. She rubbed the vomit all over her belly and breasts and swallowed a good portion of it. All right. Snape, Lala said, can I penetrate you too? Snape got pensive. He never thought about something so insulting to his manhood, but the pleasure was so insane, he nodded with a moan. Yeah! Oh, yes! And Lala prepared, her finger full of vomit and macaroni strings. She moved slowly her index finger and prepared to penetrate it. And she did! The finger entered Snape's left nostril. Yeah, she's nose-fucking him and started to fuck it. She was fast and didn't want to lose time. As Lala fucked Snape's nose, the vomit in her nails entered and breathed it. He gagged and coughed the bloody puke, and it hit Lala's eyes, but she just laughed. The full sensation in his nostrils too much, and Snape is ready to come. Right, he grabs his penis and feel the throbbing coming and coming. Lala comes too, and now she is complete. A yellow and tasty alien woman girl with nice and softly cotton breasts. Dipsy comes inside Tinky Winky, and the two cotton alien boys now discover what it takes to make a real action hero. What? Boys, said Snape, you have graduated. You are now fully fledged, mature, and responsible adults. You can take care of your own butts and do with it all you deserve.
Paul was a little sad, but she knows her time will come. And when it does, Snape will be there, teaching her all about vaginal, anal, scat, nostril sex. And considering Teletubbies are, what, like 2 years old? A little bit of pedophilia, too. There you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for September 3rd, 2012. Brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. Listen up. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. Anything in their catalog. They've got over 20,000 adult products. We're talking vibrators for her and him, I guess, dildos, toys for girls, toys for boys, penis pumps, penis molds, movies, lingerie, costumes, blow-up dolls, condoms, lube, all that sort of good stuff. Go there right now, adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's F-R-E-A-K. If you've already used that coupon code, or for some reason it doesn't work, try coupon code DV. You'll automatically get 50% off just about any item, plus three free adult DVDs that you get to choose. They're going to throw in a mystery gift, and you're going to get all of that with free shipping. You're not going to get hit with any sort of hidden charges. It's very simple, very easy, good deal. AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, let me give you a few reasons why you should sign up. One, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Today, I've got an extended show for you. This Thursday, I've got an exclusive program. I've been posting some exclusive videos as well, stuff from the show. Also, if you sign up right now and you give me your address, I will send you off some great Distorted View bumper stickers. I mentioned this, I think, yesterday, and I've got tons and tons of these I support mandatory euthanasia stickers. I don't know what to do with them. I need to get rid of them. So I'll give you some of these, and I'll give you a freak oval bumper sticker. Just sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, don't forget jagoo.net. That is our online store. There's a link on distortedview.com. We still have Satan Away shirts and Bristol 7 shirts as well. If you want yours sent off this week, you better order right now. Make sure that your size is still in stock because there are some sizes I know that I only have like one or two shirts left. I also send off bumper stickers, like the mandatory euthanasia sticker and the freak bumper sticker if you order something from the store. So there you go, jagoo.net, Super Freak Sideshow, all that bullshit. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from the UK. You girls and your fucking eyebrows. Girls are obsessed with plucking eyebrows. There's something called, like, threading, where I think someone, like a professional, an eyebrow professional, will take a needle and thread, right? And basically weave the needle in and out of your skin or where your eyebrow is and then rip the eyebrow off. I guess, something like that. Can someone explain threading to me? I don't know if this is like a new thing. I've seen it at the mall and I know some girl who does it, but I didn't really quite understand. I know it involves sewing your eyebrow and then ripping out the stitches or something. But you girls and your eyebrows, you need to fucking cut it out. The girls with those super, super thin eyebrows, apparently that's the style now, look freakish. A woman has spent $3,500. This is like UK money. So over here in the US, that is like, I don't know what that is. It's like $7,000 or something on an eyebrow transplant. Like, we haven't figured out how to cure cancer yet, but we can transplant eyebrows. We really have our priorities pretty fucked up here. We're fucked as a civilization. All right, so yeah, a woman had an eyebrow transplant after overplucking left her with just a few hairs. Claire Culverwell, 30, said that 14 years of extreme tweezering had permanently damaged her appearance. And the tranny dentist, what? No, trainee dentist said she became so short of confidence, she didn't even want to open the door without makeup on. So she booked the operation at the Crown Clinic near Manchester, where doctors removed a strip of hair from the back of her head. and grafted it to her face. Big, full eyebrows have become popular in the past year. Oh, really? See, I thought it was thin. I'm the very definition of hot. I've got big, bushy eyebrows. You see that, ladies? You could run your fingers through my eyebrows. Very lush, lush eyebrows. All right, so big, full eyebrows have become popular in the past year. See, I think that would look freakish on a girl as well. Can't we find a happy medium, for Christ's sakes? With high-profile fans such as Katie Middleton and Megan Fox sporting bushy brows, and Claire, who works at the Timeless Therapy House Clinic in Whaley, said, "It was very fashionable when I was a teenager to pluck your eyebrows. Everyone was at it." All right? It was, you know, tweezering fever. But a hair follicle only has a finite number of cycles of growth, and if you pluck too many times, you end up killing it off. I didn't understand the harm I was doing. It badly affected my confidence. I didn't like people seeing me without makeup, and obviously it affected me with men. You don't want your boyfriend to see your real eyebrows. Claire's six-hour operation was performed by transplant surgeon Asim Shamalhalak, who recently hit the headlines for offering sideburn transplants to men wanting to look like Olympic cycling champ Bradley Wiggins. He chose a patch of Claire's hair that most closely matched the color and texture of her eyebrows, then removed a strip containing about 500. All right. Each hair was painstakingly separated under a microscope before being transplanted into small holes made in Claire's face using a fine needle. The one difference with her old brows is that her new hair grows more quickly and needs to be trimmed every 2 weeks or so. That's going to get old real quick. Claire adds, "I'm so pleased with the results." She's going to have to braid her fucking eyebrows. "All right, it has boosted my confidence and made me feel so much more comfortable at my appearance." So there you go. It shows you how little I know about fashion and what's currently in. I thought thin eyebrows were still in. No. Bushy all the way. You know what's going to happen next, right? Full fucking pussy bush. Get ready for it, men. All right. Get your floss ready. All right, for 900, the second story we have for you today. Oh, this one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
My, praise Jesus. Give me hallelujah. Dead home of Florida. Dead home of Florida. Have it up and out. Florida is a Florida day. Praise Jesus.
Corey created retard version of the church choir song that I like so much. All right, for $900, the winning bid at a Pensacola storage auction got the contents of Unit B2. I want to go to one of these things. I keep hearing about these storage auctions. I feel like I could find a bunch of good crap. $900, huh, for an entire storage unit. Apparently, when people don't pay their storage bills, eventually the contents just go up for auction. They just want you to get all that crap out of there. And for $900, this guy also won a police investigation. Uh-oh. Police say body parts belonging to more than 100 people were found stored in formaldehyde inside the unit. In plastic containers, specimen cups, trash bags, and even a 32-ounce styrofoam cup from a convenience store. He stored body parts in a big gulp. Some of the containers had cracked and leaked. The discovery was reported to police Friday after the purchasers of the unit began going through the items. Ugh. Investigators know the unit was rented by Michael Berklin, a former associate medical examiner. He brought his work home with him. But now they're trying to figure out if a crime was committed, said Captain David Alexander of the Pensacola Police Department. He said authorities have made some attempts to reach Berklin, who worked for the medical examiner's office between 97 and May 2003, when he was fired for failing to complete autopsy reports in a timely manner. Oh, so maybe he really was bringing his work home, trying to stay afloat in all that work. Berklin, who is no longer licensed in Florida, no, really, was also at one point a private pathologist. Families would sometimes contact him for second opinions about autopsy decisions that had been rendered. The manager of Uncle Bob Storage, George Clagy, said Berkland rented the unit from... Doesn't that sound like a reputable business? Crazy Uncle Bob Storage. All right. Yes, he rented the unit from April 8th, 2009 until it was auctioned on August 22nd. He said Berkland was late on rental payments several times during the lease, but usually paid right before the unit contents were to be auctioned. The storage unit also contained office furniture and other property. So, you know, it may have been worth that $900. Police say the remains are believed to be from autopsies Berkland did between 1997 and 2007 at funeral homes. Some of the containers had labels with names and autopsy dates, but others did not. The remains are now with the medical examiner's office. The state attorney's office and medical examiner's office are also taking part in the investigation. So that's what sort of creepy shit is going on in Florida. And finally today... Oh, we've got another story from Florida. Sure, why not?
Florida! It's the most fucked up state!
Yeah, thank you. It's like the game show version. All right, St. Pete Beach. A 60-year-old man faces charges for exposing himself to children playing in the pools of two upscale beach hotels. Donald Gene Simpson, a Palm Harbor resident, was arrested on Saturday afternoon after the second incident. They let the first one slide by. According to the arrest report from the St. Pete Beach Beat. Jesus fucking Christ, really? St. Pete Beach Beach Police. Simpson's behavior was first reported where witnesses saw him sitting on the edge of the pool wearing very short shorts, adjusted, you know, he could probably get the tip of his penis out of the leg hole, right? Wiggling it around. Look at the worm in my pants. That's what I would do to lure children. Look! Like it's a puppet or something. I'd make it talk. I used to do that. I've told you that many times when I used to work at the testing center, and I would get a boner occasionally because I just get rock hard so often. It doesn't take much to get me going. And my coworker Amy would be with me, and I'd make my penis talk to her, and it would, you know, through my pants. Hi, Amy. That's how my penis would talk. Kind of sounds like a Teletubby, doesn't it? All right, where are we at here? So he was wearing very short shorts and with his legs spread so children could easily see his genitals. A witness asked Simpson to close his legs. Close up shop. And he complied, but a few minutes later, he exposed himself again and then moved to a hot tub where he repeated this behavior in front of small children. Pursued by an adult who witnessed his actions, Simpson fled to the nearby Tradewinds Hotel, where he was again seen exposing himself at the edge of the pool. Confronted, he ran to yet another hotel before he was arrested. Why not try a playground? Try, you know, a different venue, for Christ's sakes. He denied exposing himself, police said. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. This is a very exciting part of the podcast. This is where I get to hear from you guys. Now, I'm just going to do a few of these today. I think I've got four or five.
But Jimmy, go right ahead. Hello, such a member, Sage Grip here. I had to call you. I couldn't help but notice that you played the Paul Nelson political ad on the 17th show.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. I never noticed this about that ad before. For some reason... there's like birds in the background.
Yeah, it's so weird.
When they're talking about, strapping to fucking electrodes to block teenage.
Yeah, I noticed that too. There's some crazy sound effects in that Paul R. Nelson political ad.
Prostitutes.
Like it makes it totally creepy.
And shit. There's like loons and. Water birds singing. I don't know what the fuck, but go ahead and listen to it. What the fuck?
Yeah, I noticed that, too. I can't believe I never mentioned that, but you're absolutely right. Maybe if you guys have never seen that ad, I'll post it up on Reddit or something, link to it. But just look for Paul R. Nelson or something like that. Or, you know, Taiwanese prostitute political ad or something.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow member Numeric, a lifetime member. Anyway, I heard on the last DVDA, I'm watching the recording, and you're talking about the Xbox party chat.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They used to have that back when I believe Netflix themselves made the app.
Oh, they don't...
They let you do the viewing party thing. It was great. However, they updated Netflix
and they don't do that
anymore. Into a Microsoft-made app, basically Microsoft's making it now.
Yeah.
You can no longer do that.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
Me off. I had a great time doing that back in the day.
I still want to do, like, a viewing party. Someone sent me a link to a bunch of public domain movies, so I just want to find a really awful one, and then we can all watch it and make fun of it and stuff. Should be a good time. One of these days when I start doing DVDA again. We've been off a few weeks.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. I think I screwed up the last message. But I like that new drag queen that you found. Not the pig guy, but the Barbie guy. Because once you mentioned that he sounded like a cartoon character, all I could think about was that baby vulture from old Looney Tunes. So, yeah, like, especially when they were trying to feed him the dog food, they were like...
You're right. I kind of know what you're talking about, the baby vulture. And I think he does sound just like
dog
that.
Dog food. He was just giggling, just like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah. Like, he had this weird speech impediment. He kind of sounded like he was deaf.
I just had this picture of a little
crazy
flying through the air.
Yeah, that guy's good. I don't think he's posted any videos recently, though. Need to get him posting stuff again.
Hey, this is your hallowed lifetime freak Jesus.
Hi, Jesus.
And I'm going into the army to protect careless fairies like you.
Thank you for your service.
But I'll be away for my birthday, so I have a request for you,
Kenny
Boo. I want you on DVDA. You stick your dick in a glass of water. You don't have to show your dick, but just do that on DVDA. And I want to see your face. Not watch it in the backlog.
I don't understand. Why is that such a big deal? Why is sticking a penis in a glass of water a big deal? I can do that. No problem. It's just like getting in a pool.
Timothy, Jeanette, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're doing so good with yourself.
I've really overcome adversity, haven't I? I'm so strong.
You know,
what the hell are you talking about?
I just wanted you to know that we're all proud of you.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that you're able to support yourself.
Barely, but I haven't missed any meals yet.
And shave yourself.
All right, listen, thank you very much for the kind words. I don't know where the hell he's going with that. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. It takes just a second. It's the least you motherfuckers can do. Check us out on Stitcher Radio. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.